You got that fish yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did.
Happy ending?
Not exactly. The old man met his greatest adversary just when he thought that part of his life was over.
Why didn't he just let the fish go?
Old man's gotta be the old man, fish's gotta be the fish. Gotta be who you are in this world, right? No matter what.
Yo, Pop, bet you got to push those dollars at your old job, did you?
You'll discharge. Can you do a refund for me when you're done? Open the register up right now. Move. Give me that ring.
No, it was my father. Please.
It's okay, Jenny.
What's your new one about?
It is about a guy who's a knight in shining armor, except he lives in a world where knights don't exist anymore.
My ring.
Think you can be anything you want to be. Change your world. I promise I would never go back to being that person. But when somebody does something unspeakable to someone you hardly knew, you do something about it. Because you can. About a girl.
We learned an important message though here, Cody, is
what's that?
Don't fuck with Denzel Washington.
No. You would have thought they would have learned 11 years ago when Training Day came out, but no.
No, you know another thing you learned in here too? Don't fuck with Sony too, because they'll put their products in every goddamn thing.
Man, that's the Sony way.
Man, how many people in here had a Sony phone? I was just like, don't nobody in real life got that many Sony phones.
Spider-Man didn't pop up somewhere in here.
I was like, wow, is this like, I think 20 minutes passed by and I was like, this is gonna be the first Sony film where they don't like mark. Oh, never mind. Because I saw him put a phone down, and I was like, that's not a Sony phone, it's probably a Samsung. I bet it's the same. And then I looked at it, I was like, no, I seen that phone. That was the same one Peter had. So,
yep.
And then all the villains had it too, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, come on. The Sony Vaio came up to us like, God damn.
I ain't gonna push that. All that shit, man. No tails.
When are they gonna put the PlayStation 4 in these goddamn movies? It's almost...
It's coming. You know it's coming.
It's almost like the video game consoles stay away from the electronic parts and shit. I noticed that about these Sony films. Oh, man, but The Equalizer. Man, we here to talk about The Equalizer. Denzel Washington.
Badass
for about 30 minutes. Man, wow, what do I start with this? Well, first, I guess it is a remake, if you will, of an old-ass TV show.
Yeah, I don't even know why they even call this shit a remake. I was like,
yes.
Nothing to do with that old show.
Thank you. I looked up the plot synopsis of that show. I was like, wait, man, I didn't catch any of that.
Only thing it has is the dude has the same name. That's it.
Yeah, it's like the same fucking name. So I was like, damn. Okay, I guess I didn't have to watch the show to research it or whatever. So never mind.
Goddamn thing to do with it.
Not a goddamn thing to do with it. Well, we're here back with Denzel Washington and his boy. I think Antoine Fuqua. Yeah, there you go. That sounds better. Dude brought us Training Day, man.
Yep.
One of Denzel's best films ever of all time, actually.
Dude also brought his King Arthur.
Yep, King Arthur. It's another one.
And Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen. I'm not questioning that one. And he's making the Suge Knight documentary.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard about that, yeah. I don't know how.
He's making a sequel to this, too. Apparently this is going to be a franchise, so I've heard.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Is that he's making a sequel to that? So I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind. When the movie ended, I said I wouldn't mind seeing the sequel.
Yeah, of course. With Denzel, man, I wouldn't mind that at all. Even with all the dumb shit that goes down in this movie.
Oh, that dumb shit, man.
This is a dumb fucking movie,
man. Hey, have you ever heard of that movie? You know, I love the Ip Man movies, right?
Yes.
Remember the Grandmaster?
Yes.
Why are they trying to like stylize this shit as that? I was like, the rant, the waterfall in the Home Depot and shit. I was like, man, come on, this ain't no Grandmaster. I was waiting for Denzel.
It looked cool, and I bought into it because it was involved with Denzel.
I'm not gonna lie, I was with you too. It did look bad. This is the only time I give slow motion a pass is if Denzel's involved.
It didn't involve anybody else. I was like, you know, fuck this.
You know, every time he was off screen, that was the only time I felt bored.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that was the only time I felt bored. Everybody else in here was weak compared to Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington, man. Well, you know, getting the plot synopsis here, man. Let's go ahead and get into the plot synopsis. Oh, my lord. The writer on here wrote The Expendables 2.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
This is his best film.
It really is. He wrote The Mechanic, Expendables 2, and Equalizer.
Yep, best film.
Wow, best film, man. You know, I love whenever me you do these things, where I always go over the facts and shit like that and go like, ain't been too on a positive side of writing while checking these right. Last time, Darkness at the Movies, one of the worst people ever made in anything or whatever, but made the best movie ever. But
right.
Nonetheless, whatever. So, Hitman, I'm not about to say Hitman, goddamn. Equalizer, yo, we follow in Denzel Washington, who plays a character as Robert, as we later find out. The whore is calling him Bob. Z, I know you're getting a hard on right now watching this movie, but don't worry.
Z, you know, Z bought the box office this shit, dude.
Z bought the box office out for that. But yeah, we got my man Denzel Washington, that every black man wants to be, playing Robert McCall, and you know, he's just a simple man, Cody. You know, he's
simple man, wakes up, eats breakfast, goes to work,
shaves,
goes back home. Goes to the diner because he can't fall asleep.
Can't sleep because he has trouble by his past, you know. Goes to a diner, reads a book, has his own tea there, ordering hot water.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody was telling me, it was like, don't you find that a little weird? I was like, no, not really. I was like, I know some people like that go to. They don't go there to drink. They just go there to get away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, I don't find that a little weird, actually. Matter of fact, I do that. So. Now, granted, I don't do it with tea. I do it with a flask and alcohol. But, I like how it's like, oh, that's weird. It was like, why are you taking a bottle into the club then or whatever? I don't want to pay for that. That's why, whatever. Then, oh, okay. Takes his own tea there, you know. He finds friends with a prostitute played by young, very Chloe Grace Moretz, who plays Terry in the film, which I thought it was a little weird at first. I was like, man, she just doesn't look like a prostitute to me. But then when I found out that they were going for her, she was a child prostitute. I was like, okay, well, that's better then. I was like, right. She's playing an adult prostitute. I'm like, yeah, she still has that baby face. I can't, but.
Yeah, she's got the baby face going.
Yeah, exactly. So right. Once we found out she was a child prostitute, I was like, okay, well, then, you know what, I don't have a problem with that now. That's cool now. But she's only in the movie for like 5 fucking 6 minutes or anything. Yeah. you know, she gets in some trouble, pretty much beaten. I don't know about beaten to death, but beaten pretty fucking bad. And Denzel's like, I love this scene, man. He's sitting at the table. He starts rubbing that head, man. He's like, God damn it, I don't want no part of this, but I got to. And, dude, I thought this was the last scene. You see this scene in the trailer. I thought this was going to be the last scene in the movie, too. Is that club scene where he goes up in the bar, and I was like, immediately after he rubs his head, he's up opening the door. I mean, I was like, damn, they got to this quick, bro.
However the fuck you got it down.
I love how they asked him, how'd you get in here? 3 times, and he never responded to That's the thing about Denzel. He gets asked questions and he just ignores them. He does not answer those questions whatsoever. He's like, fuck your question. I got questions for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's the one asking questions.
How'd you find me? We find people like you. Yeah, but how'd you find me?
You're a cop. That's what the cops do.
Show me a card. Give me a card. I got details. It's like, damn. He's got people off guard. You kind of want to tell him, man, shut that fucker up or whatever. But he beats the fuck out of these people. Remember I told you in that trailer, I love that scene where he took that knife and just cut that dude in the stomach and then hit him in the neck and wasn't even looking. I was like,
my favorite part when he broke that shot glass and shoved that dude's fucking eye. He replaced his eye with a goddamn shot glass.
You know the best part of that though was the x-ray of seeing his eye. When the dude was sick, I said, shit, he took his whole eye out. Holy shit. And I love the scene where he sits down and just talks. He's like, you could have just took the $9,800. I love the dude kept saying 9,000. He's like, 9,800. Then he was like, you could have took the 9,800, but no, you had to die over fucking $9,800 goddamn dollars. Yep. Now you're going to die.
He was counting down the seconds too.
I love it. Yeah, he was counting down. It almost looked like he was like, damn, I said 30 seconds, not 27. I like it when he first timed it, he was just like 16 seconds. Then next time he stopped his watch, it was like 48 seconds. He was like, shit. I am getting old. He's like, you know, under a minute is still good. You know, fucking under a minute is still good. So he kills these guys, whatever. Next thing you know, this dude from Russia himself comes out here and he's like, I can't have this shit. And at first, I'm thinking the dude is menacing. I'm like, this dude is talking
he
shit.
Off menacing. Yeah, he had a fucking presence.
Yeah, he had a yeah, exactly. He's talking shit. I love the scene where he's just like, you gonna show me some damn respect. You a tourist. And then he sits his chair and you thinking he's like, okay, I apologize. And then he just started talking more shit calmly and walked away. I was like, damn, dude. And then there was a scene where he punched that dude and the Italian dudes or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
Didn't give a fuck about the other two guys. Almost like he trusted the other dude to shoot them and whatever. And just kept punching. I was like, yeah, this dude is going to be a threat or whatever. Then halfway in the film, whatever, once you see more of Denzel, he's like, yeah, he's kind of a joke now.
Yeah, just about.
One person was telling me that Denzel is pretty much invincible in this film. I was like, yeah, he got shot a couple of times, actually.
If anything, he has teleportation powers.
Yeah. I was like, because we was going over, like, which was better, was Taken or The Equalizer, and I was like, yeah, in Taken, I think Liam Neeson didn't get hurt at all, to be honest.
I'm trying to remember. I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't even think he got shot, actually, so.
You see, I think why people buy more into Taken, because Liam Neeson is just more angry.
Yeah.
But Denzel, he's cool. He's like, fuck you.
So if I had to go off character, I would say Denzel is a better character. But as far as the movie goes, I would think Taken is probably better.
Yeah.
And I think Taken is because it goes better. It's because I think it has better pacing.
Oh, yeah, much better pacing.
Much better pacing. Yeah. That's not to say that this movie couldn't have been 2 hours, but there's not enough of Denzel in those 2 hours of him doing cool-ass shit.
Yeah.
To go along with it. So once these guys, you know, the villains come in, who's the main villain, by the way? Russian son of a bitch.
You talking about... actor's name?
Yeah, the actor's name.
Martin Kosas?
Martin Kosas, yeah. I know David Harbour, who was in that. Speaking of Liam Neeson, he was in that Tombstone movie and shit.
Yeah, all his dialogue in the movie consisted of fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah, he says, handcuff, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll fuck you up, motherfucker. You a motherfucker to me. You a dead motherfucker. They gonna fucking kill me, motherfucker. You understand? I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. But yeah, we got these villains that come in. You know, they got to hire up in Moscow. You tell them, like, look, this is unacceptable. We got to take this guy out, show him a lesson, whatever. Denzel even confronts the dude and say, look, I gave him a chance. Now I'm giving you the chance to back out. And he's like, but of course you ain't going to do it, so now I got to kill you all. So then it pretty much comes out to us, the typical action film, whatever, where the good guy meets them all at one place and beats the shit out of them.
Yep.
But, add Home Alone to it and add Rated R to it and see what you get.
That's exactly what it is.
And the funny thing was, man, we gonna get to the end of it, man. I love that fucking that should have been a short. That should have been a short, but I love that ending, and we're gonna get to that real quick. I wanna get into some characters here. Like we said about the villains, man, they had a premise at first. It just slowly, I think the longer the film went on, it slowly wore away.
Actually, you know what? The longer
film,
the dumber
it got. The dialogue started getting a little sketchy in between some. I was like, then the Sony product started kicking in. You just like, I was like, we're at that hour 40 mark. I was like, you could wrap things up because it's getting a little, like
I said, really could.
It's getting a little dumber here. Bill Pullman's in here. Melissa Leo comes in. They're like, we find out that they used to work with Denzel and some level. Then we start to find out more about the wife. Mm-hmm. I think everything revolving Denzel was awesome to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I even like the tidbits where he went over to that, Melissa Leo and them house or whatever, and, you know, got their pretty much their blessing. That's what he was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to say anything, but yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I love her husband was like, so did you help him? He was like, he didn't come for help. He came for permission. And he's sitting on that porch, and that music kicks in. He's rubbing his head, and then next thing you know, the scene comes up where he just taking out. I'm just like, that really was permission. It's almost like he was trying to confine the beast and shit. I think if you would have stepped back in some of the other scenes without all these other people, setting up this villain and shit like that, I don't think you really need a villain in here to have what his motivation is, searching for this guy or a mystery who this guy or anything like this. They should have pretty much like taken. They should have just took him in there, the villain, showed a picture of this guy. This is the guy. Let's get to it. I think all the whole mystery of who is this guy, anything like that, they should have took that all out and left it to Denzel so we could find out who that guy is.
I agree with you.
Chloe Grace Moretz, really not much to say about her. I mean, she played a great prostitute, I guess, if you will.
Yeah. She's barely in the fucking movie.
Yeah, she's in like the first 5 minutes and the ending minute, I guess.
I know they marketed her as being a big part this week, but honestly, not really. I mean, she's the main catalyst for why Denzel descends back into his bad man, mm-hmm. I guess, if you will. But other than that, she's not a major player in this film.
She's pretty much a plot device. You pretty much said it right. She's the catalyst of why Denzel goes in. And the thing is, Denzel was just going to take care of that situation, live his normal life. He did, right?
But of course, other shit popping up.
I love when he goes and lets Leo and them, whatever, and they was like, you fucked with the wrong guys, you know? And I love how they told him, you know what you have to do now. And it's not like, you know, most people would be like, just lay low, hide, or something like that, but they were like, you know what you have to do now. And he's just like, kill them all, yep. Gotta murder them all now. And just, I didn't want this, goddammit. I just wanted to help a girl and stuff. I mean, I love Denzel's motivation and stuff like that when he told her. He's just like, you know, I see someone in trouble. How can I not help him, you know? Especially when you have the skills to do it and, you know, thinking you can go back. Man's working at a place called Homemart. And they constantly fucking with him, talking. Man, Denzel got a lot of charisma. He told him, I worked as a pip. And they're like, a pip? Whoa! Like, no, it's one of the pips. And he started dancing and shit. I was like, brother still got moves, man. Brother still got moves. But then it started to slow down slowly with this dude helping out Johnny Scortez, plays Ralphie in the film, trying to help him be security guard by helping him lose weight and shit like that and stuff.
Yeah, he could have taken that shit out completely. I didn't need that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's cool and all, but whatever. I mean, I'm glad to see Denzel helping people. We find out he's a stand-up guy. I mean, he even helps out by taking out crooked cops by I thought it was a badass scene, because how good was it to see a black man beat a shot of cops? Favorite scene in the whole goddamn movie is, especially because we got some crooked cops in here, people. They taking money from little shops and stuff like that, and they took it from Ralphie's mom or whatever and stuff. You know, it looked like a whole lot of cash, too, because when I saw her holding it, I was like, God damn, that's a lot, too.
Yeah, a decent chunk of change, man, yeah.
It was so as soon as they go out the back door, Denzel's just in the corner with a flashlight. No weapon at all, because he don't use guns. Damn, he's Batman.
Using it if he has to.
It should have made him old Bruce Wayne. He's fucking Batman, whatever. He just put that flashlight and was like, what's going on, officers? I was just like, you know you're a bad motherfucker if you can be black in the middle of the night and pull up on cops like that.
You're a bad motherfucker. I don't want to jump ahead too far. Remember that scene when they go to that money laundering spot?
Oh, yeah. The best thing about that scene is not what he does at the money line, it's the aftermath of it. When the police gets there. See, they should have did more scenes like that instead of showing the stuff with Ralphie and stuff.
You're right.
You don't have to show the action scenes, but by that point when they showed that, we already know this guy's a badass and that these guys in here with all these guns ain't nothing to Denzel. So when the cops got there and they was like, you gotta come here, and he had the numbers on the money thing because he counted it all and shit like that or whatever. I was like, and had all the bad guys tied up. I was like, yeah, that's what we should have saw more of.
Yeah.
I mean, he pretty much is playing a vigilante in the film.
Oh, yeah. He's a Punisher, Batman, Spider-Man, all this shit.
Yeah, he's all of them mixed in one, which is so smooth. But now we got to get to the ending.
Let's do it.
Man, the ending, dude. I love that scene, dude, where he hangs that dude and just stares at him.
Man, how fucking chilling was that?
And they had that music in that badass music.
Badass, dude. That just killed the sequence.
You said it was Vengeance by Zach Hemsley. Mm-hmm. Man, because, like, the music started dying down when he hung that dude, and then it just amped up a bit. I was like, holy shit.
I was like, yeah, this is how you do it. This is how you do it.
Sony, where the fuck have you been at with your music, man? Where was you at for the music, man? That was the best song I've ever heard in a Sony film, at least this year, too. I mean, they had a lot of movies come out this year where I was like, that music get amped up, and it's always horrible, too. Sounds like some CW music or some shit like that. But in here, man, it fit the tone so perfect.
Badass.
Denzel did not give a fuck about none of these people he killed because people, they go to Walmart to, because they pretty much realize, well, this is after that meeting, that confrontation Denzel had, and I love that scene, too, because he sat him down, was like, set his glasses down, said, he ain't coming back. I was like, there's blood on them glasses.
Yeah, like 5 seconds.
I was like, this is...
Instead of how he got back to the restaurant.
More scenes like that, movie. That's what you should have had. That's what you should have had. He sits down, tells the guys, like, look, man, just stop, whatever. Walks away. But he walks away with a badass line, too. He's like, you ask me what I see in you when you see me. Well, what do you see in me when you look at me? And then just walked away. I was like, holy shit. I see a bad motherfucker is what I see. That's what that dude should have said and called his boss and said, you know what? It's not even worth it. We lost so many men already. Let's just back out right now. Let's just back out right now. It's not even funny right now. The dude was Slavi, played by David Mjolnir or whatever the fuck his name is and shit. And man, this dude says, "Fuck it, I'm gonna track this guy. I got some photos. Oh, he works at what was that? Walmart."
Yeah,
there's some workers still there. Let's hold them hostage. Get Denzel. Denzel's like, ah, that shit, I'm not falling for that shit. He's like, I'll meet up with you guys. But then next, you know, it's just his Sony phone sitting there. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we already know where Denzel's at. He's at Walmart fucking people up. Fucking people up. Get shot once. He knows how to heal that shit quickly. He heats up a little ironing thing, whatever. Burns himself real quick. Gets it together.
Yeah. He uses every tool at his disposal. I mean everything. Power man. Pills,
Fertilizer. He used fertilizer as like to hear the noise of when to hang this nigga. I love that scene where he lights up the torch and sets a rope there like in Home Alone and shit.
Yeah.
And the dudes see it and I was like, clearly he know it's someone. But then dude starts backing up. He's got that drill to his head. They had that music still playing too. I was like, shit. And he just like set the drill on top or whatever and stuff. Oh man, so little of this was so great, man. It's just like that movie we talked about the other day, Killing Them Softly. With Brad Pitt, every time Brad Pitt, James Gandolfini's on scene, the movie is just a fucking classic or whatever. But every time they're off, the movie drags and just go. I feel the same way about this film.
Yeah. Like I said, what Denzel's on screen is where the movie shines. Not necessarily the entire case, though, because there are a couple scenes where it's just, particularly from the beginning, where just him walking on day by day, they do that.
Those drag as well, yeah.
Yeah. They do like about three times each. Three mm-hmm. times at home, three times at the diner, three mm-hmm. times at Walmart. It's like, okay, I get it.
You only needed like two scenes with Chloe Grace, and that was obviously the first one, and then the scene where they walked away.
Yeah.
That's it. You didn't need anything else with them.
Yeah.
And as far as the action scenes, all the action scenes in here are amazing. But the problem with the action scenes in here is they're too far apart from each other.
Yeah, they're too few and far in between.
Yeah, I mean, the drug heist, or not the drug heist, when they went into the money place where he tied the cop up and stuff like that, that was cool as fuck. But then it took a good 20 minutes for the next action scene to kick in.
Yeah, I thought they actually missed out on some opportunities. Remember when, another dumb scene here, the dude was robbing Walmart, broad fucking daylight.
Oh, yeah.
All the people walking around.
which thought he got away, and then I like Denzel, picks up a hammer.
With a hammer. You don't see what happens, unfortunately. You see him come back with that hammer, wiping the blood off, and the ring is in the cash register.
I think they should have had more scenes just like that. I think the problem with that is, like, you could have the scenes that they had, obviously, where he beats the fuck out of people in the club, but I think they should have also threw in those tidbits like they did with the money and that scene itself, whatever, in there to keep at least some kind of humor going to it.
Yeah. See, now this would have been a problem if they would have kept the runtime down.
Yeah, I agree with you. That middle part, I think it was right after that when she finds a ring back, and then after that it kind of slows down a little bit. I think the only part that was interesting in that whole thing is when they found Denzel's house and he found out he ain't even there. He got another house across the street from it and shit. That was the only interesting part about that. But then even somewhere in there, it got like it started to slow down a little bit more because we got back to that security guard shit, and it was like, all right, let's pick up the pace. And then the real ending, man.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, he shoots our little Russian dude that don't know when to say fucking no. Yeah. Should have just walked away. He shoots this motherfucker with a goddamn nail gun.
In the water.
In the water. But slow motion. No hesitation whatsoever. Denzel gets a flash drive, mind you, and blows up all of his ships and shit, too, by the way.
Oh, I forgot about that random scene. Was it in Russia? He just fly to Russia. Just do that.
I love how all these Russian ships were in Boston.
Right.
They were just sitting there in Boston. And Denzel, I got a flash drive because obviously he took this dirty cop, all of his information, found it, and blew up all that shit, just walked away. Random ass scene. Only thing that did, whatever, it was just to piss off the boss even more. Yeah. It's like, yeah, hey, we gotta kill this guy. Ain't no walking away from this. Gotta kill this guy. But then when we got these scenes in the ending where he's like cuts the dude through his throat, puts a drill to his fucking brain, hangs a dude, and just, I mean, the look in here he has in his eyes when he's killing motherfuckers is like, damn, he don't give a fuck, dude. It's like when he got permission to do what he was doing, he really did get permission to let go.
Yeah. Boy, did he let go.
He let go. And then, you know, he shots this guy, obviously, in the throat with a fucking nail gun. But anything in the movie's about the end. You know, he gives his girl a hug. You know, it's like, oh, I can go back to my normal life. No.
Denzel was like, nope.
I got it. What did he say then? Got to cut off the head or some shit.
Like a Hydra shit.
Yeah, he really just did some Hydra shit. Just we get to a scene, people, where this the Russian boss, he's up in the bathroom taking a shower. He's like, oh man, it's great to be me. Billions of dollars, big house, naked women, got mobsters, whatever. Nice ass shower. Hey, wait a minute, why the lights going out? Gets out the shower. Denzel's like, I would put a towel on if I were you. He's like, what are you, who are you? What are you doing? Oh, it's you. And then Denzel's fucking with him, flicking the light off and on. Just fucking with him. I'm like, damn, dude, you creeping me out right now. It's something about Denzel's demeanor that just creeps you out. Like, when he was just doing that shit, I was like, he is annoying the fuck out of you and pissing you off and making you scared at the same time. Like,
yeah, he's so charming about it.
It's so charming about it. And the dude gets out the shower. He sees the water running. Denzel's gone. Next note, it electrocutes his ass. Denzel's going down the stairway, and I'm thinking in my head, he's going out the front door. What the fuck?
Yeah, and then sure enough, already.
I saw on the wall like a stain there. I was like, is that blood? Yeah,
blood. Big ass compound.
Big ass compound. Everybody in this bitch is dead. And then you see him in the most brutalist way. And Denzel just walks out of this shit. I was like, he went to Moscow and brought a drug lord down. Don't fuck with this dude. And I love that line. He's like, well, you come all this way or whatever. And he's like, gotta cut the head that feeds the fish. You know, I was just like, you know, he's got a point. Because if Liam Neeson would have did that in the first place.
You're exactly right.
It wouldn't have been a Taken 2, right? So, Denzel's the smartest killer ever. He knows how to get revenge. I bet in that sequel ain't gonna be like no, oh, the boss came after him, whatever, because he forgot to kill this dude. Ain't gonna be none of that shit. And then we ended the scene with a nice little Chloe Grace Moretz singing. She woke up with some thousands of dollars by her, and time to start a new life. Blonde hair. Back to that, you know, that baby face Chloe we know that Z loves to masturbate to. And that's pretty much the end of the movie there. The dislikes of the film. I don't think I really give a shit about any of the actors. And not to say that they were doing a bad job. I thought all of them was decent. It's just they're just there to get their ass beat by Denzel. And that's mainly what I wanted to see.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I saw this movie for. As far as the main actors go, Martin Costas, I thought he started out very menacing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Over the latter half, he just kind of petered off.
Really teetered off.
It's unfortunate, man, because it would have been much better to have a threatening villain in here. It would have add its weight to it, but it didn't happen, unfortunately.
And the thing is, he couldn't get one over Denzel, neither. That was a good... I mean, you know, you thought he had Denzel at the end with the bus scene or whatever, and he was like, even then, he didn't even have him, so... I love that he said, like, you know, we don't know who we messing with. This is this guy. This guy's record's clean. It's like, he's not clean.
Yeah.
Clearly, this guy's not clean or whatever. Another problem is the movie drags.
Yeah.
That running time is not keen to it. But another thing about that running time is the pacing is not good with it at all, neither.
No, not at all.
I expect better with this director. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the writer's fault, I guess. But, it is the director. Antoine Fuqua, who knows better than this or whatever, because we've seen his movies, and they have some of the best pacings I've seen in films in general here. And in here, man, they were just all off. Like, you know what? Then again, Sony probably rushed that shit.
There's also that.
Never mind. I forgot the studio. Got the studio behind it. But everything with Denzel in it I thought was great, except for like the beginning half, whatever, when he's just helping people walking and stuff like that. It's when he gets into the vault with the Chloe Grace Moretz situation is when Denzel's on his people was clapping and cheering and shit like that at the end of the film when they just saw him walking away and shit. I was like, man is a badass, man. You don't want to fuck with him.
No.
I hope people caught that by now. Oh, but you got some final thoughts, Cody? Getting the ratings here?
Yeah, I gotta say, man, honestly, if Denzel wasn't the lead of this movie, I probably wouldn't give a fuck about it.
If Liam Hemsworth or something like that?
In the hands of a lesser actor, I couldn't see myself giving two shits about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in the hands of a lesser director, too, because Antoine Fuqua, I know I can't give a shit for the pacing a bit, but the action scenes in here, I thought they were pretty well directed, man.
Well, you know what? They look good, too.
They look good, and the way he answered that song in the Hallmark sequence.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, kudos to that, man. That was fucking perfect.
Not too much shaky cam, either, for that matter.
No, I didn't get any, I think. Not that I can remember.
Yeah, I don't recall any at all, neither. And now I thought it was actually good camera work, to be honest, for an action film like this.
Yeah, I agree. But, the primary plot of the movie, it's whatever. It's a give or take, man. The whole saving the little girl from, you know, dirty life, empty life, whatnot. You've seen that shit before.
Yeah.
Actually, you've probably seen all this shit before. Yeah. It's because, you know, it's just Denzel in it. He just adds that factor to it. Like, okay, yeah, I probably got to see this at some point.
Yes.
Yeah, man, I got to say, the acting was... I thought it was decent. He got the job done in all parts. Of course, mm-hmm. Denzel was the best part about this movie.
Mm-hmm. You've
seen Denzel, because he is fucking Denzel.
Yeah.
I think this all averages out to... I give a little see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm liking that now. I agree completely with you on 100% of everything, man. Denzel is the best thing about it. You know, it was this. Speaking of Liam Neeson earlier, this movie I thought had the Liam Neeson effect, where it's just like I don't expect a whole lot from it. I just expect this person to be beating a lot of ass, and I got a lot of that, and I got more than that than what I wanted, and which I thought was unneeded, but. Everything in here with Denzel, I love his demeanor of the whole film, and even the whole scene where he goes to the house and stuff like that to ask for permission and stuff. You can tell this guy has just got a lot on his shoulders and shit like that, and does he really want to let this guy out and stuff. The action sequences in here was fucking gorgeous, amazing, actually. And the music scene, man, my God, man. I saw those scenes, dude, where he just hung that dude and was just staring into his eyes as he, like, died away. I was like... This dude would make... they should have put him in that No Good Deed film or whatever, or something like that, you know? This dude looks fucking menacing. You do not fuck with this. He doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give two shits of it or whatever. And I really thought that was good. I'm with you, man. I give it a low C, man. I think if you saw this for a matinee, you wouldn't have a fucking problem at all with it. You get a lot... You get what you ask for. The problem is you get a little bit more than what you want and what you need, to be honest. And to be honest, I think they could have easily taken those out. But... I guess the main problem with this is the pacing, because it ain't like those scenes that they showed were bad. They just didn't fit well with the movie, at least for what I wanted.
Hopefully for the sequel they just cut that shit down a little bit and then I'll be happy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm with you too, whatever. I wouldn't have a problem seeing this again, number one, and I'm definitely one. After the end of the movie, I was like, you know what? I do want to see a sequel.
Totally not for a sequel.
Now, if the sequel got Morgan Freeman in it replacing Denzel, I don't know if I want to see that sequel. But a couple of years passed, and I've gotten older.
But I am still the badass I can be or whatever, as I build weapons now for the white man.
Tommy had to cut the head off the fish.
I can see him smiling and shit. It was like, I'm here to cut the head off the fish now. And he gets out of the shower, and Morgan's still sitting there because he couldn't get up in time to leave and shit. He's just like, Morgan, you're supposed to leave by now. Like, oh, was I now? I thought I would just smile him to death.
Goes up to Ashley Judd.
Ashley, I need your permission. I need your permission for you to take this 20 and I fuck you. Later, people.
Oh, you beautiful bastards.
Stop until he kills you and anyone you care about.